and welcome to Strictly on the Sofa.
The show where we overanalyse every sequin, every heel turn and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Flo. Welcome to our podcast.
Yes, welcome to the final, ladies and gentlemen.
The final
of Strictly 2022. Who knew? It just feels like yesterday they were announcing the people.
I know.
It's
honestly
crazy.
Where have the last few weeks gone?
When they were just recapping some of the dances, I was like, what?
I know. Where? I know.
And you know when they did the big group dance and they were like, this is when all the order in which people left? I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It does not feel that. It feels like the longest series, but also the shortest series.
Yeah.
And it's not that long ago that we're being like, it was taking 3 hours to watch it, so it's mad that it's like, I can't believe it's over for another year. I'm not ready. I'm never ready for it to be over, though. I just love Strictly. Yeah. I love its presence in our lives.
It could be all year round, to be honest, couldn't it?
Exactly. It really should.
I'd be quite happy with that. Just like, maybe like a rolling thing, like a new person comes in, someone leaves and someone goes. Someone comes and someone leaves every week.
The comings and goings of Strictly Come
Dancing. Yeah.
Strictly comings and goings. I would love it deeply. I miss it already. I'm so glad that after every final we have the Christmas special, because it's like a little withdrawal thing. What's the word?
Yeah.
Like a little.
I'm so sorry. I can't stop yawning, and it's not because I don't love Strictly. Obviously, I do. But obviously, if as avid fans of this podcast will know, it was my birthday last night, coinciding with the Strictly final, coinciding with a housewarming party. So I just, you know.
You can imagine the stress that she is under.
A little bit too much Strictly punch. And and also it was such a fun night. But yeah, I'm just so tired today. So
very overwhelmed is what it is.
Just all these things peaked at once in my life.
It's true. We played an excellent game of Strictly Bingo, which no one won because everyone needed the same square, which was Craig saying fabulous, and he didn't say it like fabulous, so I think he said fabulous, but he said fabulous,
but it had to be fabulous. And then you should have heard the shout. We had probably about like 10-15 people in my living room watching Strictly.
Iconic.
And then there was an anti-Strictly room, which they came in to watch even like the last like dance of each couple. And so, yeah, at one point, there was probably about 20 people in my living room. And Craig was like, that dance was absolutely phenomenal. And the shout that went out from everyone who had that on their bingo card, they were like, no!
It was like Harry Kane missing that penalty. That's the
it was.
Like, the most accurate description for it. It was ridiculous. We were all so invested in getting that bingo sorted. It was like, when has he ever said the word incredible? It was like, that was incredible. I was like, sir, you have one catchphrase, use it. Ridiculous. But it was so much fun. I feel like they should show the Strictly final in pubs.
Yeah, do you know what, that is such a good shout, because like it was like an event last night, wasn't
it's such
it?
It was an event. Like, it is
I
event
was watching
television.
The World Cup final today, and I was like, This competes with the Strictly final.
It
do you know
does.
What I mean? It's as dramatic and as like
and as all
exciting.
To play for, you know.
Yes.
As we'll discuss, because there were some turn-ups for the books. I feel. Maybe not in terms of winner. Shall we talk about the winner?
Yes. Oh, lovely Hamza! I'm so pleased for him. You know.
Oh, me too.
Because I thought he stood a very good chance, but I really thought it was Helen's. I really thought Helen had it in the bag, just because of some of the breakthroughs that she's got.
Yeah.
She's had this series and her personal story, and everyone kind of like really supporting her through that. So I sort of thought she had it in the bag, but I'm so chuffed for Hamza. I just thought he was so brilliant, and all the way through the series, I think he really won it through the series, don't you?
Yeah, completely.
Particularly on the night.
Yes.
He obviously came bottom of the leaderboard, but I enjoyed all of his dances last night. I really did.
He was brilliant. It's always been brilliant, and I think you go on the longest journeys sometimes with the contestants that you don't know,
yeah.
And I just think that's what's happened. The nation has absolutely taken them to his heart, to our hearts, taken him to our hearts. You know what I mean? Like, he is such a good egg. And we're starting to think it's succession planning, don't we, David Attenborough?
For David Attenborough.
It's succession planning. That's the BBC have played a blinder.
They
were like, we will introduce this man and he will be beloved by a nation. And because he is extremely hard not to fall in love with. I maintain in week three or so, people were being like, 2 weeks ago I didn't know who Hams was and now I would kill for him. And that's how we all feel. I mean, I maintain on the 23rd of September, I texted my group chat saying, just to inform you, Hamza is this year's Strictly boyfriend. So called it. So I'm just saying. But yeah, I thought Hamza would win it. I do think there was part of me that was like, it's him and Helen, it's sort of neck and neck. And because Helen did have slightly better performance on the night, I thought maybe she could nick it. And for me, if I'm completely honest, the fact that Gorka was partnered with her was a bit of a sway for me, because I really thought that I'm really worried that Gorka will miss his year, and I just need them to give Gorka someone who can grow next year. Obviously Helen grew, but I mean, she started off as the favourite, right?
She did start off
as the bookie's favourite, not necessarily the, you know, everyone's favourite or whatever, but she was the bookie's favourite, so I think give him someone that he can have a little race with next year. And I really would like Gorka to have his chance. I love him. He's three finals. It's no small feat. But yes, not to take away, I'm obsessed with Hamza. And also, doesn't it just reinforce everything that there's always this, first of all, no such thing as a household name anymore anyway. People who watch CBeebies know who Hamza is. Like, my friend who has a child was literally like, we love Ranger Hamza in our house. She's known who he is for ages. Like, just because we didn't necessarily know who he is before Strictly. But also, as we've said countless times, does it ever matter? Because you get to know them.
And it's such proof. Yeah, exactly.
You want to know, Strictly has always been about your journey with those people. Yeah. Like, not necessarily, you can, even if they're really well known, you don't know them in the Strictly environment. Like, I've known Tony Adams. That's why Tony Adams, I was like, I know who Tony Adams is, but it's exactly that, though. Like, I know who Tony Adams is, but who knew that Tony Adams was going to do all that? And I didn't know a lot. I didn't know all of this about him, and I didn't know I'd fall in love with him. I'm so proud of everyone this series. I mean, that group dance at the end, it genuinely made me tear up, because I just missed them all. What a good year. And because of what a good year, what a good final. And I feel like if anyone's name had got read out, I would have been able to justify it.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. Everyone stood a chance, I think. Fleur, incredible dancing all the way through last night. And
she won the night. She's the only contestant I gave 3 tens to.
I'd agree with that, I think. And then obviously Molly just has been really good all the way through. Like, she's just brilliant. She's such a brilliant dancer. So, so lovely to see everyone doing really well in the final.
The standard was just really high. And then again, when you looked at the week that Tyler went out, and we were all being like, oh, Tyler should have been in the final, Tyler was robbed a bit. But then when I looked at the order in which he went out and the people that went after him, and I'm actually like, anyone could have gone. It's this level this year has been insane. And I got asked on the radio whether I thought it'd been a vintage Strictly year. And I sort of don't think it has been, but I don't think that's Strictly's fault. But I think in terms of talent, it absolutely has been.
Yeah.
I think it hasn't been because of a lot of the chopping and the changing. I think the World Cup's in a lot of overshadowing, to be honest. And I didn't think there'd be that much competition, but I think it actually has. It's just been a lot, hasn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah, and I think you're right about the scheduling. It hasn't. I don't think it's helped in the last few weeks either.
It just takes the momentum off, doesn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And not to mention with our recording as well, with the podcast, I feel like we've been a bit it's thrown our schedule out of whack as well.
it's true. Please stick around, because we will be on it regular next year, we promise. Because we're not going anywhere. We still love Strictly as much as ever. And it has been a brilliant series in terms of the levels. basically. Mm. I'm just obsessed. Yeah. Should we talk about the individual dances? It feels weird to go that into it that early.
Yeah. No, let's do it. Let's do it. So, should we start with Hamza? Why not?
Yeah, my king. I'm so happy for him. Like, his little crying, I can't take his little face out of, like, my head, his little face when he found out. Like, his little crying face, he's so surprised. And his mum and sister crying in the audience.
So surprised, I know.
It must be such a proud moment for them. And he's, I love him. What was his first dance? It was his salsa, I believe.
It was his salsa, yes. I mean, this was as impressive as it was the first time round, I think. Really. Yeah. All those lifts, just madness.
It was so good. Madness. It was unbelievable. Would that be the dance that you would have picked for him if you'd been the judges?
Good question. Yeah, I think it might be, actually. It's definitely one that I enjoyed, one of his that I've enjoyed the most over the series. Mm. I don't know if it showed necessarily how far he's come, that's the only thing.
I agree.
Might have been tempted to do it earlier in the series dance. But, I mean, it was brilliant, so, yeah.
I'm really delighted to have seen it again, because it was, like, pure joy, wasn't it? Like, it was so exciting to watch, and it was... But I agree with you, I'm not sure I saw, like, a ton of growth, because it was already brilliant.
Mm.
I think maybe I'd have liked to have seen his week one foxtrot again. Because I loved that dance as well. And also we were lacking quite a lot of ballroom in this final. And actually, do you know what? There was a comment last night from someone who doesn't really watch Strictly. And they said, I thought Strictly was a ballroom show. And honestly, I had a few drinks, but it almost made me cry. Because I was like, it is a ballroom show. But they've literally strayed so far from God's light. I don't know. It is a ballroom show. I mean, it's a ballroom and Latin show, and the amount of couples' choices, I mean, we'll get to it later. It did upset me that everyone chose their favourite dance for something that wasn't ballroom and Latin, and I was like, but what have you learnt for 12 weeks? And then I'll get to this, especially when it comes to Molly's show dance, actually, because that was a massive disappointment to me, not in terms of dancing and performance, because I think she was brilliant at it, but I was like, this is not actually what a show dance is. And I want to discuss, like, the difference between a show dance and a couple's choice, because there is a difference and it is subtle, but I don't think you should be able to do both in the final, even though they are different. Agree. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And even though it has given us some really iconic moments through the series, like Helen's couple's choice, Hamza's couple's choice,
but they're moments.
Exactly. And I agree that I don't think you should be able to do it as well as the show dance in the final. I don't think that's too much to ask. Like, we watch the couple's choice every week, and so to not have it again, when I think you're right, they're different, but they're very similar.
Yeah.
So to have them both in the final feels a bit off to me.
Yeah, and I just think, like, a lot of the lifts and stuff, we could see him do that in show dance. Like, I don't know, there's a mix, isn't there? I don't know how I got onto that, really, because I think it's a discussion for a little bit later in the episode, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't know I think I'd have preferred to see his foxtrot. I do love a bit of ballroom, as you guys know. But I thought it was still amazing, and he is joy personified. And he was delightful.
I was just going to say, like, having said that about ballroom, I'm glad that his show dance was kind of ballroom inspired.
That was a proper show dance for me, actually, I thought.
Yeah.
It lacked... I feel a bit sorry for him, because I think people were like, it lacked a bit of punch that you'd expect with a show dance. And show dances should be dramatic. But we have seen a lot of, like, ballroom, like, show dances like that. So I'm thinking, like, Tom Chambers and Faye have both done sort of very Broadway-inspired show dances. And I could see what they were trying to do, but it was... What they were trying to go for was, like, effortless, simple, but perfect. But because it wasn't perfect, it just looked simple.
Yeah, and that's I know what you mean.
It wasn't simple. That's the problem. No. But, like, it didn't come off. I think they were going for magical, and it sort of didn't come off as magical because there were mistakes. So I feel really sorry for them, because I thought it was... I loved it as a routine. I thought it was beautiful. Really beautiful to watch. And it felt like a show dance to me. And I think it would have been a show dance had it not gone wrong. because I think it would have been seriously impressive if he had not gone wrong.
I know.
And also, it must be horrible to fluff it in the final. I mean, it's that one day less of rehearsal when you're doing three dances.
It
seems really unfair to make them do that on one less day.
It does seem so unfair, doesn't it?
World Cup.
Boo, football. But no, what was I going to say? I really liked this. I really, really liked this. So, I really enjoyed it. Like, it was a winning worthy dance for me. Aww. I know he did go a bit wrong at the beginning, but I thought he got it back fairly.
He did get it back.
It wasn't as... So, I think I was expecting it to be a bit more of a car crash just because I was in and out a little bit last night at the actual party, like, doing food and things. So I missed this one the first time round. So I watched it again today and everyone had told me, like, oh, it's not as good and he goes wrong and stuff. I think I was just expecting to be like, oh, like, it's really not as good. But it was fun. It really wasn't. I was like, I'm really enjoying this. I don't know what the fuss is about. But I think it was just that the standard of last night was so high.
On the night as well, right? Like, you're just begging him to do a perfect... Everyone wants 40s. Whereas I don't think necessarily that's what you expect on a normal show.
Exactly.
And also, I don't think we should be expecting 40s so much in the final. I'm sure there hasn't always been 40s in the final. Some, obviously, but the 40s should be reserved for, like, the very, very best dancers. So it's not like... I mean, he's still got really high marks. So it wasn't, a unrelenting failure, you know? He's still good.
Not at all.
Proud of him. I thought it was... I liked the fact he chose a bit of ballroom because it did feel like... Because, you know, he calls himself a ballroom guy. So it just felt, with him choosing his couple's choice and the judges choosing a salsa, I was like, do some ballroom. So I was glad that they fitted some in there. Yeah. Like, it does feel like they should maybe do Latin in a ballroom and a show dance, doesn't it?
But I think so, yeah. I think it does.
It's a bit more leveling as well, because if you've got, like, a moment... And there's nothing to say, like... So there are obviously couple's choices that people want to see again. The best example, Rose and Giovanni's. There's no reason that the big moment from that couldn't be incorporated into a show dance.
Exactly.
And actually, that's when people say to me, but, like, Laura, why do you hate Couples Choice so much? Because Couples Choice have delivered some of your favourite dances. I'm like, yeah, but they can do that in other dances. They just need to, like, work that choreography in. Like, it's there's often faffing about moments, or that you save it for the show dance. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not so wedded to the dances that I have loved that I can overlook the dances that have cost people.
Yeah.
I think. Should we talk about Hamza's couple's choice, though, however?
Yes. So, yeah, having said all that, I loved this.
Yeah, me too.
It was brilliant. really deserved a 40.
I was so angry on Monday when they announced all the dances. And couple's choices. Are you joking? I can't... I'm finding it really difficult to sort of weigh up my feelings on it. But it was every single couple's choice on the night was brilliant, and I was like, for God's sake. I thought this was amazing, and I'm so glad he ended on that moment.
Yeah.
Felt like a real success, and it going from that dance into the glitter, winning the glitter ball, deserved, so deserved.
Completely. Yeah.
It was brilliant. I'm very proud of him.
So good.
It was so good, and it was. And I do think it was an improvement on the first time he did it as well. So, because I think he felt more free in it, which is obviously, he's not being judged on it. It's the last dance he's ever... And that was the other thing that I think maybe I can allow... I mean, it's been done now, so allow couple's choice in the final. It's your last ever dance on Strictly Come Dancing. Do it. What I'm saying is they shouldn't let them. I don't know. They just need to overhaul Couples Choice next year. They need to have a real meeting about it because, it's not right the way it is right now.
Yeah, I agree. Should we talk about Molly?
Yes.
Just because she's next up on the leaderboard.
Yes. The only one not to do her Couples Choice. Actually, we say that, but her show dance was a Couples Choice.
I think that... I did have a lot of respect for her choosing to do a classic Latin and a classic ballroom. Brilliant. Like, she's good enough to do it. I'm so glad that we get to see both of those dances again because they were both brilliant. I basically just really loved the quick step and loved her rumba. Just great. just brilliant.
Yeah, 100%. Her rumble was amazing. It was so good. It was. We don't get to. Motsy said it really well when she was saying, like, people shy away from the rumba, but, like, you did such a brilliant job. And she hasn't shied away from something that's really technically very difficult.
Yeah.
And we got to see how a rumba should. Oh, it's just really good. Yeah. I really loved it.
Yeah.
With
her quick step as well, like, it was so nice to see she had come a long way. And that's, I think that was the right choice.
Yeah.
For her.
Personally. I agree. I wouldn't have minded seeing the West Side Story dance again, but
that's
like,
that's true,
you know.
Actually. I would have loved that.
But I'm not, but I think her quick step, I would have been disappointed if her quick step wasn't done. So I think fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about her show dance because I did not like it. It was not to my tastes.
Yeah.
For me, a show dance, we were talking about people, our favourite show dances, and I think it's meant. My interpretation of it and what it has always been is sort of a little bit of what you can do, like the talents that you haven't been able to use in other dances because they haven't fitted, but also an amalgamation of everything you've learned over 12 weeks with no holds barred. Yeah. Like, so you can do those lifts that you weren't allowed to do in the waltz, but you can also do all this amazing stuff that you fitted in with. Like, I'm not saying it needs to be like a greatest hits tour, like some of them, some people have interpreted it like that in the past.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be greatest hits. It just needs to be, like, all of your strengths in one dance.
Yes. Yeah,
where there's no holds barred. This felt like Molly had watched everyone else's couple's choice, being like, hang on, why did I get saddled with Grange Hill? I'm going to do a better couple's choice. And so made her show dance into a couple's choice.
Yeah.
And so I was like, not really what the show dance is actually for, but okay. Mm. There was no ballroom and Latin in it whatsoever. And once again, from the only person who had done any ballroom, like not chosen their couple's choice, I was, and had done a ballroom and a Latin, a classic dance, I was disappointed because I was like, well, this is showing me that you're not wanting to learn. It's a ballroom and Latin show. You're signing on for ballroom, doing a ballroom and Latin show. And when you say that, like, you're not, it just seems like you're not bothered about that type of dance. You're hiring, like, ballroom and Latin professionals to dance. It is literally, I can't get around it. Like, there are other dance shows.
Yeah, that's not my reading of it, because she chose, because they did the quick step and rumba, and, like, she chose that.
Completely.
I think it was just trying to show another side of her.
I think that's
how
true.
How much variety she has, but I agree. I didn't love it. I can't put my finger on what it was, really, but I just didn't. It's not really my style. I don't know. Yeah. It was danced very well, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just not to my taste.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
I can say it, like, I can think that something's danced competently, but just be like, it's absolutely not for me, and I wasn't the audience in that.
Yeah, exactly. You were saying to show off all their skills and their strengths and everything, and I don't know if this particularly, like,
No.
I didn't really get, like, this is Molly from that.
No.
Do you know
neither.
What I mean?
It didn't really resonate. It felt like out of the blue, but not in a good way. It just wasn't my style at all.
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes totally down to. And that's you know, it doesn't mean it wasn't good.
Yeah. But, exactly.
It did sort of take her out of the running for me a bit.
Interesting. Yeah.
Difficult though. Just because it's a matter of personal preference. Like,
yeah.
It's hard to talk about that, isn't it? When it is just that.
Yeah. Should we talk about Helen, who's next on the leaderboard? So yeah, what did you make of Helen?
Helen got a lot of my votes last night.
Yeah.
I thought she was unbelievable. I loved her jive, and you could see the improvement in her jive, which is why you should choose something from a bit earlier on in the series, I think. How well styled was she?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to scream, look at her, every time she was doing something amazing. It's hard because it's actually been quite hard to have a podcast this series, because a lot of it's been, it was really good. I have nothing more to add, and I don't want her jive. What did you think?
I loved her dive. I really loved this first time round, and I thought that it was really good.
Again, it's a good choice, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have minded seeing her Blue Peter Charleston again, but I feel like this is a better explanation of her growth.
Yeah, and I feel like this was more of a final dance, like the Charles, the that Blue Peter Charles. Probably, I don't know if it had. It was like the spectacle of like, the final. Whereas this was, I think, it was very cool.
Also, I can't complain about like the speciality dancers being in the thing. If I'm gonna be like, oh, well, maybe she should have done her Charleston instead of. What I'm saying is, people contain multitudes, guys. Think my thinking on Strictly is not linear.
Her couple's choice, I obviously really enjoyed this because it was so, it just was a great dance.
So good.
I just feel like she did it better the first time, or like it was just so much of a moment and so unexpected the first time around, and I just lacked that again, that punch from like first night, even though it was amazing, it was really good, and I think probably deserved 40, but I don't know, I sort of like, even though she was obviously going to do that one again, I would have been tempted to leave that where it was and pick something different. Yeah. But I don't know.
I think because it was only 2 weeks ago as well, it didn't help.
Exactly.
Because I'm obsessed, and I've rewatched the moments so many times where she goes to camera, "You're better without me." Because it's so iconic. She looks so fit. When does ever someone look down the camera and say stuff like that? It's so good. But then when she did it again, I found myself being like, it was like I was trying to reclaim some lost glory. Like, I'm trying to think, you know, all the people that go to, like, Box Park now to throw their pints in the air? Like, but the first time someone did that, it was like a moment. It was like, oh, my God, genuinely, we've scored a free kick in a World Cup semi-final. We're going to win. It was a moment. Whereas, like, the second, now they're just doing it as, like, existential pint throwing. Have I said this on the podcast before? I'm getting weird deja vu.
You have.
But that's how I feel. I feel like it was an existential couple's choice.
Yeah.
And I think, I agree. I think I might have been tempted to revisit an older routine, maybe. Mm. Again, I agree. And it's everything I said about Hamza. Like, of course you're going to do the dance that you, like, loved the most as your final dance on Strictly. I get it. Like, it's literally the point of it. It's their favourite dance section. But I sort of was a bit like, can your favourite dance not... I don't know. I just feel like it's just... If they just said no couple's choices in the final, wouldn't that just, like, help?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the sort of thing that needs to be mandated. Exactly.
Then everyone's on an even, like... even playing field with it.
Yeah, exactly. And it still means you get to pick your favourite dance of the ones that you've also done, but it means that couple's choice becomes then about what it was brought to. It was like giving like a little spotlight on a different side of dance and a spotlight on the person. So you get that for 1 week, completely fair. But like it's when you have to see it a few, like in the final when like it's meant to be their argument for why they should win Strictly Come Dancing, which is a ballroom and Latin show. But anywho, I thought her couple's choice was... it was amazing to watch it with people who hadn't seen any of it as well, because I feel like that fact of it being a moment, it solidified the fact that it was still a moment, you know what I mean? It was still really good. And the bit where Gorka was sat, you know, crawling sideways and she was sat on him, so good. I loved her show dance. So much.
That dress was gorgeous. That like a show dance. Like liquid. Yeah. It was really lovely. I really enjoyed that.
Gorka got the memo about doing everything playing to your strengths. Mm. It's meant to be about playing. Like, I was so impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was wonderful to watch. That was sort of magical and everything. And like, that dress was absolutely stunning. I felt like she was not unfairly judged, but I would have given her better marks. I loved it. I thought she...
Let's have a look what she gets. Oh, 8 from Craig. Ooh.
Honestly.
10, 9, and 10 from the others.
Did Motsi give anything that wasn't a 10?
Just a 9 for Hamza's show dance, and the same for Anton as well.
That's Blimey, very funny. Maybe they need to revisit what a 10 is.
So I feel like that is quite often the final. Because it doesn't matter.
It's the same as the Christmas special as well. Yeah, it's exactly the same on tour.
Such inflated marking in the Christmas special.
It's nice. I mean, I would be annoyed if they were really harsh in the Christmas special. That would be completely not the tone.
Not the spirit of Christmas.
No, exactly. I was so torn between Helen and Hamza. Mm. And I just think they've both had the same level of journey for me.
Yeah,
I think it must have been. I think Florence Machine was having to play for time. That's why she held that note for so long, so they could actually count the votes and do a recount because of how close it was. So good. Again, a final in which anyone could have won. Should we talk about Fleur?
Yeah. Yes.
Won the night.
Yeah, she was so brilliant, wasn't she?
She went one day to pull out the stops.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just be like, no, going for it.
Just boom, go for it. Her samba was amazing. Like, imagine choosing a samba for the final.
I know.
Oh no, hang on. Did the judges choose it for her? Either way.
The judges did. But
just, you know, only brave, and then to get a 40 on it.
Legends only, you know?
Yeah.
We only know there's only good Strictly Legends who get 40 for sambas. As well, we know. Loved hearing Danny Mac getting an action.
You're not too sure.
I was obsessed that he got mentioned on the show. I was like, yes!
Yes.
My king. We were asked on Twitter whether I was annoyed because Danny, and I was like, whether because Danny Mac's record had been equaled now. And I was like, well, equaled is the operative word. And second of all, like, no, I'm thrilled as first woman. Also, this doesn't mean Danny Mac's achievement is any less. I'm glad that she's joined him in that. I feel like it's right that she comes out with something like a record from Strictly. She might not have won the glitter board, but she holds that the glitter board.
Yeah.
She might not hold the glitter board, but she holds that record. And I think it feels right for her. Like, Fleur is a Strictly legend now, and she always will be. And for someone who didn't win the whole show, she won last night.
Yeah.
I was literally like, I don't know whether I should give all my votes to her.
Interesting. Because
it was so good.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah, no, I thought she was brilliant. I thought she was really, really good. And I do think, like, on one hand we can say, like, oh, she's a pop star and she's been good from the start, but she has come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
She really has.
Her samba was an improvement. It was so good.
Mm.
Even her couple's choice, which is, if I remember rightly, what I said on the podcast was that, oh, that's Fleur's bread and butter, so we sort of knew she could do that. That she already got 40 for that dance, and this was better.
I almost think... I was keen on including this in the... I know I'm still going to sound really stingy, but I just... I've seen it once before, and it's pop dancing, like, she's a pop star. I don't know.
Yeah, but do you not choose the dancer you got 4 marks on? Of course
I know. Of course you're going to.
I agree completely. I mean, I've literally had this rank.
I think this is the one where someone piped up and was like, oh, I thought this was a ballroom and Latin show. I think this was the one. And I think that's maybe why I'm like singling it out as like, meh.
Yeah. Having said that, they were also thinking that they could do it. And they vastly overestimated their dancing ability by saying that anyone could do that.
Also, you know, let's take that with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, we have fallibilities.
Not everyone was on the same page with watching Strictly last night, needless to say. But,
put it in the pub. I agree with you, but like, it's one of those things. I'm not all three of the people who chose couple's choice. I'm like, I get it.
I just
don't think 100%. You should be allowed. Of course, you're going to choose the dance where you got 40.
Yeah,
of course that's going to be your favourite one because you got the best mark.
Yeah, exactly.
My favourite exam was my English literature exam because I got the best mark, and I found it the easiest. Having said that, like I agree with you. Like it's the same thing that we did say. Like it is her bread and butter, but she did improve on it, and it almost made me question the 40 she got at Blackpool because I was like, if that was a 40, this is a 50.
Yeah.
And you can't possibly... I mean, Shelley did try with a 12.
I was going to say, was this the one that Shelley tried to give a 12 to?
It was quite iconic, to be honest. I love Shelley. Shelley was on one. My queen. And I did think it made the set look small. I've never seen someone's dancing make the set look small.
Yeah. I think because we'd seen it at Blackpool to then see it kind of contained on that smaller stage.
It's like, she needs to be selling out... Someone was saying she needs to be on the West End. I was like, she needs to be selling out the O2 Arena.
Yeah.
What are you on about?
100%. Definitely.
She should totally... She is... Mm. I want Fleur. Fleur East has been robbed by the British public for too long. Like, she needs to...
Yeah.
She's an icon. And as I said, I'm so glad she's at least got that record of the best samba.
Yeah.
Of the one of the... You know, equaling the highest.
Yeah.
So good. Legends only. Legends only. Yeah. What did you think to her show dance?
I really enjoyed this.
Me too. Yeah, this, again, understood the... What's the word?
Featured, like, all the best, like, her strengths, like, featured all the best bits that she'd learned how to do, had, like, a really interesting mix of styles. And definitely very, like, yeah, the brief. It definitely, like, had that sort of intensity, which I thought, like, it kind of sums her up, I think, in the way she dances. So.
Yes.
And it felt different from her other two dances and different from too much that she's done in the rest of the city. Yeah, I basically just loved it. Yeah, really good.
It was full of drama. Do you know what? I was quite gutted that she wasn't doing an Argentine tango in the final as well, so to get to see her do that. Then the bits of the Paso. It felt like it was, as you said, like, a puzzle piece of all her best bits, it was all killer, no filler, basically, wasn't it? It was just so good. They hands down won the night. It almost made me feel like I wish she'd been winning a bit beforehand, because unfortunately it sort of felt like a wasted vote if I voted for Fleur. I did vote for Fleur. I rang up for Fleur because I was like, I can't vote for the best person of the night.
Yeah,
she was so good.
Who did you vote for last night then?
Helen and
Fleur.
Did
you vote for three people? Oh, right, you didn't vote for Hamza.
Oh my god.
What are you going to say to him when you get married to him?
I think he'll respect me more.
Doubt it. I've
been supporting him all the way through. I thought he would be safe. And he was. He won.
Yeah, but everyone's safe. It's the final. You just need to vote for who you want to win.
I couldn't decide.
That was not Hamza. Oh, my God.
I really did want Hamza to win, but I couldn't decide. And it felt like everyone around me had already voted for Hamza. So I was like, I'm going to even the playing field so it's not up to us.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting, actually, that everyone was voting for Hamza last time.
I mean, he's been winning every online poll for the last 3 weeks, at least. Like, there's no way that man was fluffing it at the last hurdle. As I said, I think once Strictly viewers' minds are made up, Bill Bailey won it in about week 4.
Yeah.
If not week 1, to be honest.
You're kind of right.
Kelvin definitely won it in week 1.
Definitely won it in week 1, yeah.
And there's an element of, like, if you dip.
Yeah, of course.
Like, don't dip too soon.
Yeah.
But if Hamza dipped, which I don't think he did... If Hamza dipped, I'm going to make another football reference, right? So footballers can't perform every single time. But I heard there's a pundit who says, but the problem is your bottom level has to be really, like, high as well. So even if your bottom level's bad, like, even if you're performing at your worst, that can't be the worst. Because there are players where they're, like, high, like, there's been a couple of players from Man United, but their high level is insane. Unsane, that's right. But their bottom level is so bad you can't risk them being on the pitch because they're just not going to perform. I think Hamza's bottom level is still the highest.
Very good.
For Strictly. I don't think Hamza's ever delivered a bad dance. As we said, with his incredible show dance, even though it went wrong, it was not a bad dance. It was still really good. His bottom level is extremely high, and I'm so proud of him. I mean, genuinely, everyone who said who, Hamza Yassin, that's who.
My God,
I love him so much. I'm so proud of him. What excellent succession planning.
Same. Oh, I'm so pleased. I think it was the right.
It was the right winner, call.
And what a great final. What a great series. Well,
it's
done.
Just been unreal, hasn't it? The whole thing.
It's been really good, yeah. Really enjoyed
it. I loved everything. I loved seeing Richie and Giovanni, but it made me remember how much Richie and Giovanni were robbed. when they did, because I like that they did their quick step and nothing to do with the Lion King travesty that was.
Yeah, of course.
It was so nice to see everyone back, really.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There were just dancers I'd forgotten about that were brilliant. I mean, Ellie and Johanna's did that casualty dance better in last night than they did in the actual first time they did it. I was like, Ellie, where was this energy that we were begging for? Honestly, it's so good, though. Oh, I just loved it. Just loved it so much.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening all series.
We really appreciate it a lot. We love Strictly, and we're glad you do, too. And we love talking about it, so please come back to us next year as well. We'll be on Twitter for the Strictly Christmas special. So yeah, follow us there. Indeed. Also, we're literally 15 followers away from 1,000. So if you could recommend this to your friends, would really appreciate it, because it's driving me mad. I would really appreciate it. And we appreciate it anyway. You should
have done the scan of the room last night. Be like, oh my God, followers on Twitter.
You're right. Quit
canvassing.
That's what it is. You know, it starts at home, you know.
Exactly.
If I can't convince the people I know to follow me, what hope do I have? But yeah, aww. I just, like, we really, really, it can't be overestimated how much we appreciate everyone actually listening to this, because we're really grateful and we really love Strictly. So
yeah,
it's the best show on television. I can't watch that final without crying every single year. It's so just emotional. So emotional, all the growth they go through. Yeah. I was saying on the radio today, I was like, it's just 12 weeks of such intensity for them. I can see where they're all like, they love each other at the end. Like, it's, it must be so intense, and it's intense for us. I miss it. I can't believe, I wish they'd do an It Takes Two at the end of the series. I need some closure. I feel, because it doesn't end on a Sunday as well.
There should be one. I know.
I need some closure.
I know.
But yes, anyway, thank you again for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Talk to you soon.
A lovely Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, see you on Twitter for Christmas.
Keep dancing.